I'm Bruce Van Dyke.
I'm Craig Adams.
It is a WEOL morning show.
And we're coming up.
Paul McCartney, you said someone told you a friend of a friend of a friend.
Our colleague John Basala, who is going tonight. Yeah, about 4 hours last night.
Wow.
Have you seen the, do you remember the video for this song up?
Wasn't it like an animated kind of a video?
I mean, maybe part of it was, but actually he portrays several characters in the video performing the song.
That's right.
And looks like the guy from Sparks.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Ron Mayall.
Didn't he do an old Beatle reference in there too?
Perhaps.
Because he did on this album. He did, like, played all the instruments. Off. Joining us on the line right now, Andy Bulbart, talking about Lake Erie Crushers. Unless you want to talk about Paul McCartney, we can go either direction here, Andy. It's up to you.
Well, hey, I think even a guy that is a little bit younger than myself, I think you have to appreciate everything that Paul McCartney brings to the table, and I think it's pretty awesome that he's coming to Cleveland on back-to-back nights. That's pretty cool.
You were not one of those young people that I ran into the record store that one time, and this is urban legends, I didn't know Paul McCartney was in a band before Wings. Was that, you know, that's the younger generation of people have made that reference before. Everybody apparently has that encounter at some time. Us of the older folks, the baby boomers here. Well, the Lake Erie Crushers taking on the Windy City Thunderbolts. We're going for a sweep tonight, is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, they've played very well throughout the course of this homestand so far. I mean, they lost the first game of it, then they ended up sweeping both ends of a doubleheader on Sunday, and as a matter of fact, they shut out Schaumburg in both ends of that twin bill on Sunday, and they held them to three hits overall, and that really kind of seemed to get them back on the right track because they won on Tuesday against Windy City and then won again last night. So four in a row, and, I mean, I think at this point might be too little too late as far as a playoff race is concerned, but mathematically they're still alive, and after tonight's game there will only be 15 games left. So we're coming down the home stretch here, and you know, the pitching has been outstanding over the last four games, and that's really kind of been the key.
Why do you think they've got such a streak going right now? What are the keys that are taking place in this recent series?
Timely hitting and pitching. I know that sounds cliche, but it's the truth. I mean, they've actually taken advantage of the long ball, too, the last two nights especially. I mean, they had a big three-run homer from Connor Oliver two nights ago, and they used that to erase a 2-0 deficit early on. And then last night, Sean Hurley came through with a big bomb, and they capitalized on an error early in yesterday's two. So at least the last two nights, they really haven't been fazed by falling behind. And I think when you get pitching as good as they've gotten the last few days, you're always going to have a really good chance to win. And going all the way back to Sunday when this winning streak began, they received back-to-back pitching performances that were just out of this world. Stetson Nelson blanked Schaumburg. He held him to just a couple of hits, and then Steve Hagen followed that up with a terrific one-hit performance on Sunday. I mean, they were just really about as good as you could have possibly been. And the bullpen was a little bit dinged up, too, so they were hoping to get everything they possibly could out of those two starting pitchers on Sunday because, and that's not uncommon, this time of the year, bullpens are kind of beat up. And that's just because guys maybe have dead arm or maybe they're a little bit sore or whatever the case may be. It's not uncommon for a bullpen to be as light as the Crushers' bullpen is right now. And I think Glenn Roth was hoping to get two great starts out of those guys so he could preserve that bullpen for an extra day, and he certainly got that. And then they made a trade over the weekend with Schaumburg to get a guy named Josh Ettinger. He was the guy that pitched on Tuesday, and he was terrific. I mean, he was just outstanding, and he gave them seven strong innings. Then Juan Caballero was very good again last night. So the pitching was really, really awesome for these guys over the course of the last four games. And really, I think if you're to take a look at a key, that would certainly be it. If you get starting pitching like that, you're always going to have a really, really good chance to win.
Andy, as the season winds down, what do players typically do once the season is over? I assume they go back to either school or other jobs, perhaps, but what about training for next season?
It's a combination of those three things you just mentioned. I think a lot of guys, they'll take at least that first month just to kind of unwind because, as you guys know, baseball's a grind. I mean, I think for fans, you see them at 7 o'clock every single night, and I think for fans most of them on the surface, they may think, well, you know, they show up at 6, put a uniform on, and they get after it, and they play at 7 o'clock. Baseball's a grind. And, I mean, that grind, it wears on you physically, but it wears on you mentally also, especially for the guys who have been here since day one back in May. It was training camp every day, and then the season began on May 15th, and that routine, you know, I'm not sure what day it begins for every guy because every guy is different, but you're at the ballpark getting ready early. You're at the ballpark taking BP, you're taking ground balls, and, you know, you're practicing throughout the day, and then the game comes around at 7 o'clock. So when you're traveling, I think there's a different element that comes into the equation there too, but it's a grind. It's every single day. And I mean, even with those built-in off days on Mondays that the league has put in the last couple of years, it's a grind. And I think for a lot of those guys, they may need that first month of the offseason just to kind of take themselves to unwind a little bit. But as far as the training goes, if these guys do not go back to school or if they don't get a traditional job, a lot of these guys will go to a hitting academy back wherever they're from, and they'll work there, they'll give lessons there, and they'll take advantage of the facilities, and they'll hit there, they'll train there, they'll practice there. You know, every guy is different. You know, I think there are some guys that they have no choice. They've got to go get a job somewhere just to kind of make ends meet. So there are some guys that will go get jobs. They'll work, you know, 35, 40 hours a week, whatever it might be. And then, you know, some guys may wait until the first of the year to get back into their training regimen. So I think the case is different with every individual, but most guys, I think, will at the very least take that first month off and then get after it sometime in October or November.
Well, you got tonight, they're going again, trying to sweep the T-Bolts. Those in the know kind of call them that, you know. And then you got Traverse City coming to town. We got the game on Sunday here on WEOL after the Indians game against Toronto. We'll have Lakery Crushers hosting Traverse City. My question to you, though, this weekend, what's in your wardrobe to wear on Pack the Pink night?
You know, I've got to dig something up because I don't have any pink pullovers. I don't have any pink polos or anything like that. A lot of times what I'll do is I'll usually do like a wristband or something like that, or, you know, every now and again I think, you know, you can get away by using like pink shoelaces or something like that. So I think I may go that route.
All right.
You know, that's usually in the arsenal. I had a pink hat a long, long time ago, and I think if I could find that, I might break that one out again. But okay, we'll see. We'll see. A couple years ago when Alcorn was down there, he brought out a big old pink button-down shirt, so he won up me that night. I think he's going to be there on Sunday. I'm not sure if he's going to bring that out again, but if he brings that out on me, I'm going to have to get creative. We'll see.
All right, or you can bring some attic insulation and just put it in your booth with you. Though. That's I mean, I'm just giving you suggestions as a man. These are things that I know that are pink in my world. But that's Pack the Pink Night. That's the big event taking place on Friday, but a lot of activities is it's a homestand for the Lakery Crushers. Get out and enjoy the Men of Crush. And wave up to the booth to say hi to Andy Bulbars. Andy, thanks for sharing your time with us. Appreciate you this morning.
Thank you, guys. Have a good day.